Want to be protected from opinions you don't like? Then you better go somewhere else, because this is not a safe space. This is American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson.
So we're living in a world right now that at the same time, you've got the trends of MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, and fatness is intersectional and there are activists. And that is happening at the same time in the same country. If you ask me to make sense of it, I'm sorry, I cannot. Well, let's get into this aspect of it here. I'm Mike Ferguson. Thank you for staying with us here on American Viewpoints. Not going to lie, I did not know about this course at the University of Maryland until one of my friends in the public relations business sent this to me. University of Maryland has an Introduction to Fat Studies course. Yeah, this is a real course that's going to cost a lot of people real money when they take it. I am joined now by Dr. Sal Giorgiani from the Men's Health Network. And Dr. Sal, appreciate you being back on the program here. Just to be clear, this is not a health course. This is not how to maintain a healthy body weight. This is not how to lower your blood pressure or anything like that. This is a cultural, social activism sort of course is what it looks like.
Yeah, it's actually the opposite of talking about healthy body weight and healthy body parameters, healthy body physiology. It almost fosters a notion that being unhealthy is okay, which unfortunately is something else we wrestle with in our culture. What this is part of the Black Lives Matter type of approach to teaching students, which is the university professor here is talking about how fat shaming, fatness, is similar to discrimination, racial discrimination, in the fact that it oppresses both or shames both, or it is used to negate the image, the value of an individual. And what her hypothesis is that just as people will, and unfortunately it happens in our society, have a view of African-Americans that's not particularly healthy or appropriate, they also have that same view of individuals who are overweight. So what she's trying to talk about is how fat shaming is discriminatory as opposed to it being a recognition that obesity is not a healthy state of being. This is a course also, a type of course that was taught at Brown University. So we're seeing these courses on disparities popping up in lots of universities. And I think they send a very poor message to the students who are taking them. Plus, what practical value is this type of course? So I think the other consideration here is they're paying a fair amount of money. It's a 3-credit course, spending a fair amount of time learning about the intersection of being fat and being Black and how those are both viewed as oppressive concepts.
Yeah, I want to get into that because it's real easy for, you know, somebody who does a show like mine or pundits out there to just say, look at what's happening on these crazy college campuses, these far left things, and make fun of it. And we can get some good social media hits just by, you know, just by pointing out the absurdity of it. But, you know, to be clear, the actual full course, like you said, it's entitled Intro to Fat Studies, Fatness, Blackness, and Their Intersections. But let's talk about not even just that message. Let's talk about that impact when you take something that used to be understood. This is bad. Obesity is bad. We can demonstrate this. You can look at the cardiovascular impacts. You can look at the muscular impacts. You can look at the joint impacts. You can look at all of these other things that go along with that. And then to turn around and say, no, that's oppression, instead of let's help you live a healthier life and then you can live longer and be an activist for whatever the heck you want. Talk about that impact of this mindset. I mean, this course is just a little part of it, but it's reflective of a bigger shift that we're seeing.
Yes, it is. And what it instills in individuals is the fact that negative body image or body shaming, of course, we all understand that that is bad. That's inappropriate. You shouldn't be making fun of someone's weight, as just as you shouldn't be making fun of their freckles or of their height or of any other physical attribute that is what you are. That's just not appropriate. And that's something, unfortunately, sometimes gets conflated with the notion that being overweight is okay. And medically speaking, it's not okay. We see some celebrities of late who have, I think, celebrated their large body size. And I think that there is some important reasons to not be negative about how you are. But there's also a reality that being overweight is, by definition, over your normalized weight. And what we look at in America now is about 74% of adult Americans are overweight, and 46%, I believe it is now, are obese, which is significantly overweight. These conditions have a lot of secondary effects in terms of joints, knees, diabetes, hypertension, pulmonary, sexuality, and being over the normalized weight is simply a medical condition that has to be treated. Giving someone the notion that it's oppressive, I think, sends the wrong message to a lot of young folks.
We are visiting with Dr. Sal Giorgiani from the Men's Health Network, and we'll tell you how to learn more about what they're doing here in just a couple minutes. So let's talk about how to talk about it then. So, if somebody goes onto a campus or we see a news article like this, we're confronted with, well, it's body positive. It's, the whatever sexual connotation you want to have with it. You don't have a right to oppress me. And I know that there are many people who are going to take a lot of issue with comparing something like your body mass and your obesity to your skin color and your race, one which you do have some influence or control over, and the other you obviously do not. But, that's just a part of the element. But how do we have the conversation to say, no, it's not oppression. This is literally a health issue. It is not a race issue. How do we sort of redirect that conversation into something that's frankly sane?
That begins early on. And what you bring up here is a terribly important, nuanced point to all of this. If a healthcare provider talks to a minority individual and said, "Look, Jack, Jackie, you're overweight," is that individual in jeopardy of being called or being hit with a charge of racial discrimination because they're telling a minority individual that they are overweight? So the notion that blackness and fatness are oppressive terms, it may sound far-fetched at this point in time, but I think that is something that some healthcare leaders are concerned about, is what are the implications for this line of thinking in terms of my ability to practice with someone, practice, my profession and give good, sound medical advice. So I think the notion that there are healthy weights and unhealthy weights has to be inculcated in individuals early on from home and schools. And I don't necessarily think that that's the case now. And the numbers bear that out. I don't know that anybody would consider 74% overweight in a population a good, not a good statistic. Not at all.
Yeah, we've got about a minute left. I mean, I'm looking at one of the descriptions saying the course is going to close, and I'm quoting here, with an examination of fat liberation as liberation for all bodies, with an emphasis on performing arts and activism as a vehicle for liberation and challenging fatmissia, obviously another academic made-up word that they are defining as hatred of fatness. But you can hate the health concern and help hate the fatness element and not hate the people involved in it. It just seems like this is what happens when you let academics have too much time and latitude to spend other people's money.
Well, listen, I my alma mater is Columbia University, so I had some steeping in that kind of culture, academic culture. But I've got to be honest with you, I don't understand what that all means, what the implications are, except it's purporting to take something that is inherently unhealthy and normalize it for the sake of an academic exercise. And I don't think that that's a good thing. We don't hate, we don't shame individuals because they have diabetes. We don't hate, we don't shame individuals because they have hypertension. We don't hate, we don't shame individuals because they have cancer. But I think that we're moving in a track now that isolates weight in a very different sociologic light. And I think that's very harmful.
Yeah, and people learn more about the Men's Health Network, how and where.
Well, easy, www.menshealthnetwork.org. It's a nonprofit that's been around for almost 30 years now, and it focuses on the enhancing the health of men and boys and their families where they live, work, play, and pray. So Men's Health Network has a lot of great resources.
Dr. Sal, thanks so much. Good to chat with you again.
My pleasure.
All right. You probably have some thoughts on that. Let me know. I'm on X at AVP Radio Show or on Facebook. Just look up American Viewpoints. Thank you for making American Viewpoints part of your weekend. I'm Mike Ferguson. We'll talk to you again next week.